All 540 students at Dixie Elementary are shifting to remote learning for the remainder of the week, following several symptomatic cases among students and teachers. Superintendent Liggins.
It was definitely not done in haste, and it was done out of abundance of caution and what I feel is in the best interest of our students and their health and our staff as well.
The 3 days of limited remote learning count against the 20 days allotted to school districts under legislation passed last week. That leaves Fayette with just 17 at-home learning days for classes or schools and 10 district-wide non-traditional instruction days.
It's not nearly the amount of flexibility that I think a district of our size and complexity really needs.
One strategy that could cut down on the need for the days is a test-to-stay model. That's one that allows students to remain in class after an exposure as long as they test negative. That program is in the works, but not yet in effect in Fayette County. Liggins said discussions are underway about requiring proof of vaccination or weekly tests, but the district is awaiting more guidance from the federal level before making a decision. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.